10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Life of Dad. We are a worldwide community of dads, and this is our podcast. This is where we hang out. My name is Tom Riles. I'm your host. I'm here with my buddies, great comedians here in Nashville. We got Mike James.
What up?
We got Lee Kimbrell.
Hello.
And it's our first ever show with a live studio audience. Where are you at?
Yeah. Yes.
Got the whole Riles brood in the house.
They are here. This is a fun day. And you all at home, you are the fourth host of the show, and you give us so much great content, and we love you so much for it. And we're going to start out with the question we put out to the community leading up to today's show. And that was, I can't throw away blank because of blank. Lee, you want to take the first one?
Oh, we've got a callback, a reoccurring, the prince who was chosen, Aaron Prince. He can't throw away cords and cables because, come on, we all know that we'll need them eventually. He called it a softball question. That's a very dad answer. Aaron Prince with a ton of just old cords and cables that go to nothing anymore. Yeah. And that sounds like someone I know.
You know, I was telling her, like, I thought that was my bag.
Yeah. That might be the most universal dad thing. Yeah. It's just a bunch of cords that go to nothing.
Yeah, if you're listening, I just pulled out my bag full of cords. Now, these are marked nicely because I Ziploc. They're in a big Ziploc bag, some of them in mini Ziplocs within, but all taped up nicely. We have every type of cord you might need in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you've got HDMIs, you've got chargers for phones that they don't even make anymore.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's very organized. Mine's not like that.
Yeah.
My bag is like a big, it's a knot.
Yeah,
it's
I got a big rat king of cords that are just all tangled up in the junk drawer.
No, you got to treat them with care because each one of these have so many great memories of different devices that they've helped our families with.
Yeah. What's that orange one?
That orange one? That was a hard drive I had back in, I think, 96. So back when I was like burning CDs.
A 1996 hard drive. Yeah. You know, the silliest thing that I've ever used an old cord for is whenever I travel on the road for comedy, one thing that I always forget is a belt. Can you relate to that at all?
Absolutely.
Like, I pack light as it is. I need one pair of pants, couple shirts, shoes, socks. One pair. You know, one pair for the show. And then I'm just running around town in my shorts or I don't leave the hotel room. Okay. So I often forget a belt, and I have used an old iPhone charger as a belt before.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't do it now. I would need a bigger cord. But yeah, 5 or 6 years ago, I could use just a standard iPhone charger.
Yeah.
Tie it around.
And it worked.
Keep me nice and cinched up. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you use instead of belts, Mike?
I just get a belt. I usually get a belt.
Well, now I've got a multitude of belts. I've got a belt for every occasion because I bought so many on the road at like a TJ Maxx.
Well, it sounds like you got a whole bag of belts over there.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a bunch of belts and bracelets, whatever
you can't
you
throw
need.
Away a belt. I mean, I also have the belts going back to college for sure. You can't throw away a necktie.
Ties don't get tossed. I've got infinity T-shirts. I have so many T-shirts.
Me too.
I'm a big on the road, get a T-shirt from the venue or a restaurant in town. You know, it seems like it makes sense in the moment. And then you get back home and you're like, I'm never going to wear this.
Underwear is my thing.
You don't toss underwear.
It's hard for me to. Like, they're just hanging on. like literally by a thread.
Well, they've been through a lot with you.
Dude, it's almost transparent. Like the seat in some of them are almost transparent.
Does Alicia have to say something for it to finally go?
And she says things a couple times and then she'll just sneak and throw it away. And I look for them, and then she was like, I don't know. And then it'll eventually come out.
Will she replace them with underwear, or you'll just be...
I'm just shortened. I'm like, okay, this is getting a little... And then you have to go buy some more, because you're like, okay.
There it is. She just puts you to the test.
Yeah, she gets it. She knows I am.
Yeah, I've had some where, like, the seam, you know, it's almost like you're wearing a belt on top of the underwear, right?
Yeah.
So you have the seam is almost completely separated.
Yeah.
But it's maybe still caught on in the back, you know, at 12 o'clock. You're still good then.
I keep up with my underwear. That's one thing that I do pretty well.
You keep up with it?
I keep up with it.
I mean, what do you mean when you say you keep up with it?
I just, I don't let them wither away until they're just strings on my body.
How do you stop it?
Well, if I'm being honest, I don't wear them every day.
Okay. All right.
You know?
So you commando.
Yeah, okay. Often. That's, often.
Are you, is that is that thing. Going on now?
Well.
I'm just asking.
I don't know. Like, we got listen, a live studio listen. Audience yeah. here today, Mike.
Listen, your business is your business. But, you know what I mean? When we dap each other, I would like to know.
Yeah, no. Today, I'm not commando.
Good for you.
We're good to go.
Good
but
for you.
No disrespect, but I did not see you as a guy that stayed on top of his underwear.
No, that's why I said something about it, is because I didn't think anybody would. Especially after last episode. I don't know if I'm getting in it into it too early. But I do kind of have to defend my honor a little bit here.
Go ahead.
The Nateland community, as our valiant host Tom opens up the every episode with, you guys are the fourth host.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we do love you. And we love the engagement on the posts and the reels and the yeah. comments on everything.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change it for anything. But man, they came for me about the teeth cleaning.
Oh, they didn't like that?
No. I mean, some nasty things were thrown out there. And by nasty, I do mean the description of my mouth. People came at me. There were a lot of vomiting emojis. I mean, people were tagging my wife and saying, how do you kiss this guy?
Yeah.
And they were putting, and I know that I was putting my own business out in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and so that this is what comes with being, you know, in the public eye like that.
Yeah.
But man, who knew that you get half of your mouth cleaned because you have a disgusting, vile, gum disease ridden mouth?
I'm not going to lie. Like, Alicia, she talked to me about that for a while.
Yeah.
She discussed that for a while with me, like, to the point where we were on another topic, and she brought it back up. She was like, 11 years? Like, God, how did he go so long?
Okay, but what people ceased to comment on is that after 11 years, I only had stage 2 periodontitis and
boom.
One cavity.
There you go. Stage 2.
You got it. This is a glass half full situation. This is a mouth half cleaned type of deal.
To catch everyone up, if you haven't seen the previous episode yet, Lee went to get his teeth cleaned. They only clean half your mouth.
Yes.
And
because
I had never heard
of that. This is because it was a deep cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And they used a laser in my mouth. They really went to the
future.
They used a laser.
To do what?
To get through my disgusting grime.
Dude,
they had
a laser in the office. They probably had to pull that out the back.
Space age technology to clean out this vile, vile mouth. So I just want everyone to know that the other half of my mouth is officially clean.
Boom.
We've got a clean slate.
There you go.
And I've already got my next dentist appointment scheduled.
Boom.
People say to go every 6 months. I'm going to go every week now.
Yeah. After that,
I'm going to go every week.
After they came for you, I had to like bring my schedule visit. I had to move it up.
Well, see, maybe that is how we spin it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, we put this out into the world. I would like to think that there were a lot of dental appointments made after listening to this episode and specifically watching that latest reel, which I just did not see that coming.
And what we didn't see coming is that you had a brand new pair of underoos on at that visit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I even had brand new clean underwear at the dentist.
I would have never thought that they would go in on that. I would have thought more about the eating out the garbage.
That's what I'm saying.
That seems
the
like...
The week before, Tom and I were like, yeah, we eat food out of the garbage. And everyone was like, same.
And that was really surprising to me. I'm going to tell you.
Everyone goes, yeah, man, been there.
I was surprised about
Steven
that.
Stephen Bergazzi had our back. He was, you know, he's,
he did
he's
have,
one of
yes,
us.
Everyone had our back. There was not one person in the comments that was like, hey, man, good job.
I think it the link must have been posted in like a dental hygienist group or something, because within minutes, 10 to 15 dental hygienists had commented. Dentist came in soon thereafter.
They're going to use that video for dental school. This is what you don't want to do, guys, right here.
I hate people like you. Great pod. It killed me. And the dentist office that I went to, they were fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't feel judged.
Show them the clip, though.
I'm going to.
They're
going to
be like, yeah, that's how we felt.
I'm going to be like, and I didn't say your name. Because I should have, because they were good. Because you asked.
I did want to know. I still want to know.
I'll tell you. I'll let you know.
But now that I know, at first I thought it was something a little weird going on. But now that I know, that's a thing.
The weirdness was on your boy.
Yeah.
They were just, that's par for the course. You got a guy walking in with a kimono dragon mouth. You got to do half and half. That's just is what it is. Sorry to get off on this vindictive foot here.
Yeah.
But it really took me back.
Yeah, I see.
My wife was showing him to me. She's like, this is nuts.
You came in ready to roll today. And yeah. I appreciate it.
I got to defend my honor,
yes,
man.
You do.
Look at my teeth.
Yeah. Oh.
They're there clean.
Can we get some applause from the audience? Yeah,
thank you.
Teeth.
Look at this teeth. Clap for my teeth, children.
And also go to the dentist, guys.
Yeah, and definitely go to the dentist. Oh, man. Your parents won't let that happen. No, you're good to go.
Thank you. I'm glad you get that off your chest.
I feel better.
Are you ready to move on, Lee?
Let's move on. Graham Dean, right. Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
He said, I can't throw leftovers away because they're still edible.
Feel that.
Briefly.
Okay.
So my wife's here today. She's very toss happy. She's throwing things out before they need to be thrown out.
Like how soon?
Well, you know, a couple days past expiration.
And we've already covered this. Tom and I don't stand.
Wait, what is
for such blasphemy?
Yeah,
I feel like we're going different places with this. So after you think she's wrong for throwing it away after?
I know she's wrong for that. So I'm pretty confident in that it's a taste test. But Mike, you got to understand the difference between suggested by and expired by. Are you familiar with these?
I am. Yeah. Expired by, yeah. But here's my thing. I've had, like I said, I've had food poisoning 3 times in 18 months. So
yeah.
I'm very like, nah.
He's by the book.
By the book.
By the book.
Yeah.
I will do it, you know, I'm a big leftover guy. That's what, that's how Anna feeds us. I think I've gone over this. Big vat.
Who?
Of something. A big vat of food. I've eaten chicken and dumplings.
If you don't mind.
Who? Big vat.
A big vat. Is that a common word?
No, it's a vat. A vat is like a tub or a large-scale culinary production. So I've had chicken and dumplings. I call them C's and D's. I've had C's and D's about 6 days in a row now. So, yeah, I live off of leftovers.
Yeah.
Or a vat. Leftovers. Oh, that's what it is.
How do you get the vat? She's making that big of a serving?
No, she's not making an industrial. I'm talking about like a large crock pot.
Oh.
Yeah. A vat. You think my wife is feeding me out of a bathtub? I mean, come on, man.
Eating that trough.
Dude, this narrative of me being a disgusting pig has got to
I mean,
change.
I don't know where it comes from, dude. I have no clue where it comes from.
Yeah.
You just eat out the garbage.
Yeah, she feeds me out of a trough. Well, in the backyard.
Is everyone in the James family on the same page? Do you all get together on expiration day and just load up the garbage? Or
yeah, like
who's leading the charge?
Alicia is real. She's quick with it. She gives it 2 days, maybe 2 days after. And then, like the food that she cooks, I think it's 3 days and then it's tossed.
Is it, how often is it tossed versus completely eaten? Are we throwing away like a serving or two here?
Okay, so I'm the one usually that eats leftovers. Me and Scooby. Scooby will eat it too. But
Scooby will eat anything.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, and, kid that age.
Man, dude, he is like, this summertime is really like showing me something different. It is insane how much this dude puts down.
I believe.
And like he's training for track, you know, during the summer. So it's even worse. It's just crazy.
He's got to keep eating so he can continue to
sleep.
Physically best you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's doing that too.
Well,
yeah.
The sleep works.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, me and you both.
I'm jealous. Frankie has nothing to do with sleep. Yeah, that's a whole different podcast. I could talk about that every episode.
Really?
Frankie's lack of sleeping.
She don't sleep at all.
She does. She's just not very good at it. She is not a very gifted sleeper.
She'll get better.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, you know who's going to lighten things up? Yeah, our friend Eli Shipp. I can't throw away children because of prison.
Hey, that's a fact. You're not allowed to dispose of your kids. And that's the only reason why you can't is for the consequences of incarceration.
That's the wildest answer. I would have never thought somebody would say children.
I can't throw away children because of prison. Yeah. And a lot of other reasons Mr. Shipp.
Well, and Cody is on thinking along the same lines. Can't throw him away. And he lives in Saskatchewan, so I don't know the laws there. But you can't throw away kids because of wife there.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's funny about that? Like, I side with him more. I'm like, I'm more worried about the wife than the prison.
Yeah, the true warden.
Yeah,
warden of your life.
I get it.
And then, we got somebody in from Tokyo.
Oh yeah,
come on,
Willie Perdue. Now here's the thing about Willie Perdue, real quick. Y'all remember Will Perdue?
Yeah, basketball player.
Yeah. You play
Brad
for the Bulls.
Lowhouse. Lots of great players.
Yeah. I got to meet him. We was with Nate. And we did the United Center.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. And we met him. He hung out after. He actually wanted to go to him and his wife wanted to go to lunch with me and Alicia, and. We missed out on that.
Dang, Will Perdue. So presumably this is a different guy.
Willie Perdue.
Willie Perdue.
Yeah.
From Japan.
Why didn't you go to lunch? Leftovers?
Yeah, right. No, we had a lot to do the next day, so we weren't able to make it. I wish we could have.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, man.
Kind of a cool concept for a restaurant, just exclusively leftovers.
Hmm. In vats?
Yeah. Dude, yeah, vats of leftover food.
Vats of leftover food. You would go?
Yeah, I'd go.
But who's it leftover from? That's my concern. Like,
It's a good point.
I don't want to just eat
what's
over.
What's the line? I know you've worked in food service. What's the line with there's a great burger on someone's plate, they never touched it?
The line is if, as long as they didn't like leave their dentures on the plate, I'm going to probably eat that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I've eaten a lot of food off of people's plates. Yep.
Like, I mean,
I'm just like, man, what man enough
is it all like stuff you can pick up or is it stuff you use a spoon
we're
for?
We're talking French fries.
Okay.
No, I'm not going in and eating somebody's, you know, refried beans.
You over here, you heard Aaron Weber's story?
Oh, yeah.
So, you might want to stop doing that.
Now, Weber, what was it? He, like, went in there and ate somebody's food and...
When he was working at a golf course or whatever, and he used to when they would leave the fries and send them back, he would eat the fries. No, it wasn't a golf course. I think it was a retirement home or something like that. It was a retirement home. Yeah, and he would eat off the plates when they were sending back, and then one lady saw him do it. It's like, oh baby, they a lot of times they'll take the fries and lick the salt off.
Oh, love that, love that. Some sodium feeding a bunch of deer.
Oh gosh, dude.
Yeah, I worked in fine dining for a couple years down in Lexington. So, a lot of shrimp. Somebody gets a shrimp scampi or something, and then you take that into the back, and there's a couple untouched shrimp on top. I'll eat a shrimp.
Dude, so you can't just be like, hey, guys, can y'all make me something?
No, you can, but and you do that, but it feels like you're kind of getting away with something. You know, it's nice. It's like a sneaky little victory.
Okay.
You know, you go out there, you're literally waiting on people. It's a good job, but it gets to you after a while.
I mean, they're just talking over the food, a lot of spit flying. And
oh, yeah.
I'm not worried about that.
Without a doubt. I'm not eating soups. I'm not eating soups or anything like that.
I haven't worked as a waiter or as a busboy, but as a consumer, you see some people's plates that order things better than you.
Yeah.
Thoughts have crossed my mind. I've never done it, but thoughts have crossed my mind, like the long way to the bathroom and
just reaching
grab a
over.
Couple bites.
Once they're up.
I haven't done it, but I continue to think about it.
I can't wait to hear that about how Tom got beat up at a restaurant.
Oh my gosh,
dude. In a future
episode.
You kidding
me, dude? You think old Donkey Rider's going to get beat up?
No,
man?
Definitely not. Somebody comes back to their seat and Donkey Rider's got their sandwich in his mouth.
He's just looking at him while he eats it.
Yeah. He just throws Barb at him and she just attacks him. That works, man. Oh, but sorry, we got off.
Oh, yeah, Willie Perdue.
Willie Perdue from
this is my guy
from
right
Japan,
here.
Dude. He can't throw away old clothes.
Hold on, I can't either. Hold on. This is what I brought.
Oh, here we go. Look at these relics.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
My Tupac jeans. I don't know if anybody can see. These are my Tupac jeans. Alicia has been trying to get rid of these for so long. Like, she's been, like, honestly, she's been trying to get rid of them since I bought them.
How old are those things?
I think I got these in 05.
Just an immaculate shape.
Yeah
I know, because it's not a lot of places you can wear these to, but they are definitely my favorite pair of jeans, man.
Do they still fit 20 years later?
Yeah, man, because these were, you know, back then we get them like four sizes bigger.
Oh, I guess that's true.
These are I need to buy a smaller size. I probably should get them. You know what? I could probably get them tailored.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Really throw it in Alicia's face.
Yeah.
Just be like, not only am I throwing them away, not throwing them away, I'm improving.
Boom.
Yeah, now we're talking.
You know what? I might have to look into that.
I get it. I can't throw it. Now, I'm not talking about, I don't have like nice clothing, but I can't get rid of anything.
Like anything at all?
No, what?
I mean, he's got seven toasters.
Those are my shorts on the wall. Those cargo shorts on the wall.
To be fair, that
toaster's
is.
Toaster's behind you.
To be fair, that's actually Pierce Brosnan's toaster.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's not just any old toaster.
Yeah, I understand you're not getting rid of that. That makes sense.
Like an old sweatshirt or, you know, even socks. Are you down to one of the two?
One of the two socks?
You might find the other.
You might find its match.
Okay, yeah.
We'll wear socks down to the nitty gritty.
No, dude. Yesterday, I was Scooby had his hamper in the washroom. Dude, there was a pair of socks. Like, literally, it had a hole in it.
Yeah.
And he had them for washing. And they were white socks, but they were brown.
Yeah, they were brown.
I'm like,
yellow.
Dude, just throw them away. But he just can't do it. I'm like, you're not even going to wear that. You can't wear it. But I don't know.
Well, there's something kind of endearing. I do appreciate the quality trait of not wanting to throw something away. You're not
hoarders?
Wasteful. Yeah. You're not wasteful. You're appreciative of what you have.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad throwing away old things depending on like where I got them or who they're from.
Mm.
You know, I've got t-shirts that haven't fit me in years and years that are still in storage just because, I don't know, my mom got it for me or something like that, or it's some sort of connection. And now I see people now, they do cool things like make quilts out of your old t-shirts. Mm. Have you seen that at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get down with something like that.
That's nice. I mean, I'm from the place of like, I don't need anything new. I already have everything that I'll ever need.
Yes, feel that.
So
and that's a great perspective to have on the world.
Yeah,
I don't.
You want for nothing.
I don't need anything, but I also want to lose anything. So don't talk me into throwing something out because I'm gonna use that.
That's fair.
A story, everything has a place.
Do y'all keep all of your holiday cards or whatever, birthday cards?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. We've got every Christmas card we've ever gotten, anything like that. I keep all my hotel keys. And especially now that Frankie's here, the memory box, it's coming from a shoebox to we're going to need more of a vat. we are keeping everything of Frankie.
Dude, you know what I used to collect when I first started going on the road, and Alicia got so mad about it. When I would go to hotels, not only would I keep the key, but whatever, like shampoos and conditioners.
Feel that.
I had a whole like gym bag full of them, and she was so mad because I used to like write the name and date down where I was at. She just didn't understand.
Well, I'm with you. I never steal, but I will say if there is a cart outside my hotel room and there's extra soap or shampoo,
you'll
hand lotions, I'm not stealing. But I paid for that room, so I have access to all the amenities.
Fair enough.
So anything on that cart, is mine.
Fair enough. I don't know why this just popped in my head. I was working with our buddy John Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
I was opening for him. We were in Phoenix. And this is when I understood that John does not, he doesn't get stuff, what's going on. I was like, it was after the show, and I was about to go get something, snacks or whatever from the front desk. And it was a long line. So I was like, I don't want to wait.
I'm good.
So John's suggestion was that I get what I want and then just take it and come back tomorrow and pay for it.
Yeah, it's not really how it works.
6'5" black man in Arizona.
I was like,
I won't make it to the elevator, dude. What are you talking about?
Right? He's stealing the cheese.
Right. It's like, come on, dude.
It's like, come on, man. Just smile at him.
Oh,
real
my
big.
Gosh, dude. That was so funny.
That rocks.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That rules. No, I will. I'm not above taking the toiletries from a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I've walked out of a hotel with a pillow before.
Okay.
You get a really good pillow.
Okay.
You're like, hey, man, charge it to the room, brother. Okay. Figure it out, boys. I know you got pillows.
Yeah. We're getting a little bit into larceny, but okay.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that.
Where'd you put it? Just in the...
In my bed, back at home. Did I put it? Like, how did I walk out with it?
Yeah.
I just walked out full confidence.
With confidence.
Just be like, I showed up with this pillow,
you
man.
Can do a lot of stuff with confidence, though.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah. You can get away with it, man.
I haven't snuck out with something that big, but I have brought, I brought toaster ovens in. I've talked about that. I also went through a phase when, like, the AC wasn't good at some places. Mm. I would bring a box fan wherever I went, including casinos in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, you park here, you got to walk through the whole casino just to get the check-in. So I'm walking through the whole casino with my box fan. And then you sit down, play a couple games, win some money, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You still get your box fan.
Well, people are smoking in there and everything. Yeah. You kind of need a bit of a screen.
What's funny is you talking about taking stuff out.
He's bringing it in. Like, you got to enhance this hotel room. Yeah. Tom's hanging his own artwork.
Oh, my gosh.
On the wall.
Yeah, that's the deal. You mind if I plug this in back there? I can use a little air right now. But there were certain things that got cut... That stopped basically when I started dating Lucy.
Yeah,
and
I'm
it was
sure.
Carrying the box fan. That was a no go from there on out.
It's a tough look, man.
I don't get it.
It's a tough look.
Yeah, it's hard to walk into a hotel with a box fan.
Box fan, big old thing of pretzels, Tom Selleck toaster. He's like, I got to bring all my stuff, man. Like,
this room doesn't work. I got a tent.
No, but I can relate to old Willie thinking about how I might lose weight one day. Because 6 months ago, this is one of my favorite shirts, 4th of July, had to rock it, you know?
Yeah.
6 months ago, this shirt was not fitting very well.
Mm.
But I kept it in the closet, and it was something to work for. And now it kind of fits.
Good for you.
Come on, USA.
And now it kind of
looks
fits.
Looks good, man.
Bit.
Yeah, it looks
just
good.
Just got to sit up straight and not slouch, and now we're looking good.
That's right.
If I sit with the posture that I'm comfortable with, this flag would have a lot of folds in it. You know, man.
I love it, man. Yeah, and by the way, great, I forgot that this is coming out, I guess, right after 4th of July, so hope that everyone at home had a great 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Go America. America. Mike, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. What did I do this weekend? Took she wanted to go see Hamilton.
Hamilton's in Nashville. The Ryles Clan went to that as well.
We saw it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
What's your takeaway? It's a killer.
Well, we saw it when they first started touring.
Oh, come on.
Me and Alicia did, but I don't know what, and I think Nunu, she was probably like, I don't know, a couple years old, but I mean, when she started watching, dude, she knows every word
really
of this, and she was going through, like, she knows the whole story. And matter of fact, she emailed, what's the guy that wrote it? I can't think of his name. She emailed him yesterday.
Lin-Manuel.
Yeah. So she
Manuel
emailed
Lynn
him.
Hamilton.
Yeah. She emailed him, because she's writing a script, It's called Burrside.
Oh, really?
So it's from Aaron Burrside, and she wrote out a little rap yesterday to start it, and I was like, wow.
Wow, that's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, into that.
I don't know where she gets this from, man. Let's
get some funding.
Yeah, man.
Probably, I don't know, you got to give yourself some credit.
I will.
You're a performer who writes all his own material.
Yeah.
That's where she gets it from.
Yeah. Okay.
She sees it's a possibility.
Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome. Burrside.
You know what? You're right. Tell Alicia that.
I will let Alicia. Yeah. That's why your daughter's so creative. She's got a creative for a father.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Little Hamilton action.
Yeah, but that's all, you know, we really got into this weekend.
Yeah.
The show
was awesome. Yeah, we had a great time. We saw it on, I think, Thursday night or Wednesday night.
Okay.
We saw it on Wednesday night. But then we went, for the weekend, we went to Chicago, where my wife's family is.
Dude, I saw that video. You were there with like 250 people.
It's going to get slightly heavy here for a moment. So a year ago, Lucy's sister, she was an angel on earth. The greatest woman you could ever meet. And so kind to all of us. And to remind y'all, Lucy's one of 12 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy's the youngest. Jerry was somewhere in the middle. But we lost her to a battle with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost her way too young. But she's got incredible kids and incredible husband. And we had Jerry's picnic 1 year later. And there might have been 300 people there.
I couldn't believe how beautiful it was.
Yeah. It was the most beautiful day you could possibly imagine. Just friends, family, everyone rallying together and having a. And there was food, there was drinks, there were games,
mm-hmm.
bean bags to softball to the playground for the kids. It was the most beautiful.
It looked like a fairground.
Yeah.
And that's all you can hope for. You know, I mean, there's nothing more tragic than when somebody passes away too quickly.
Yeah, man.
But the only thing that's more tragic than that is if people don't get together and celebrate like that.
Celebrate.
I know it sounds corny, but it's like the idea, like referring to like a funeral or some sort of memorial as a celebration of life. That's you are the luckiest person in the world if people feel like that they can get together and celebrate what you meant to them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you pass away two times. You know, you die when you die, and then you die a second time, the last time anybody ever says your name.
You know, when I learned that on, what's that Disney movie?
Which one?
Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's a Disney movie.
Moana.
No, definitely not Moana. It's a little, the kid, he died or something. His, I don't know. I'll think about it. It'll come to me in a bit.
Soul?
Soul. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. That
Nailed
was it. Yeah.
What's that one Disney movie? I have one out of 700.
Yeah, that was it. Soul.
Soul's good.
Yeah, that's why I learned it.
Woo, that killed me. That movie's a killer.
Right?
But it's, I mean, how true is that?
That is true.
It's part of the reason why we named Frankie.
Because of Soul?
Because my Uncle Frank passed away.
Oh.
And I just love that saying that you die when you die and you die when no one says your name again anymore. So we named her Frankie, and I say his name every single day with like joy and excitement. And if that's the case, then it's like, you know, Jerry's never gone.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. The other quote is, no man is a failure who has friends.
Amen.
And everyone was wearing t-shirts, Jerry's picnic t-shirts with that quote on the back. And this is the ultimate example of that, man, the way she lived her life. Just, we all had an incredible relationship with her, but we're talking about hundreds of people that she touched and had an incredible relationship with.
That's beautiful.
It's really fantastic.
Yeah.
I can only hope that whenever I go, there will be, I mean, if you have half of the people who show up that Jerry did, then you have lived a heck of a life,
you know?
That's right.
Yeah, there's nothing sadder than, you know, it's a trope in movies is somebody passes away and then that cuts to their funeral and there's two people there and one of them's the priest. That's the saddest thing that there is.
Well, I'll tell you, the priest was here with us at the picnic as well.
Okay,
so
there you go.
300 people plus the priest who was awesome.
The priest is the plus one.
Yeah, sounds like she touched a lot of people. Yeah,
that was great. It was an unbelievable weekend and, you know, much better than the first time when I went to Chicago and had a run-in with a priest.
Oh, yeah?
Should I share?
Yeah, I mean, you can't leave us like that.
Yeah, I mean, this could go. Yeah.
You had a run-in. What happened?
Well, I guess I kind of like, unintentionally, like I scammed the church.
Okay.
Which, and I'm a good Catholic boy. Ray's a good Catholic boy.
That's starting off good.
What, you steal some wafers off the cart? What'd you do here?
Well, so Lucy's the youngest of 12, and... And her dad and mom, devout Catholics, and we were all at Mass. This is my first time visiting her family in Chicago, so they're probably 50 plus at that Mass. Lucy's dad is on the aisle, then Lucy, and then me, and then one of her younger nieces. To put in the perspective, when we got married, I had one niece. After the wedding, I had 46 nieces and nephews.
Whoa.
So that's how the numbers change and how quickly it went.
A serious gene pool, man.
Yeah, man.
So we're at Mass, and her niece is next to me. And jokingly, I said to her, and she was probably 10 at the time, I was like, I love communion. I think I'm going to try to get two when I go up there. And I was joking, but she clearly did not know that I was joking.
Yeah.
Because we all go up and get communion. We were in the very back pew. That's where her dad always was. And then her niece was the last one with the priest. And then we're all back in our seats, and I see her talking to the priest, which makes no sense whatsoever. And then pointing. And then she's pointing back towards me. And the music had stopped in the church at this point, and then the priest starts walking down the aisle to the back of the church.
Oh, my gosh.
And everyone's, like, turning their heads, like, where is he going? And I'm the only one knew exactly where he was going.
Yeah.
So he gets to the back. And I'm terrified. Her dad is just finishing up prayer. He opens his eyes as the priest is leaning over him to lean over Lucy, who's glaring at me at this point,
yeah,
to offer communion to me.
Directly.
Directly.
Oh, wow.
You get one, you thief.
Well, so I just said, you know, and I'm terrified. Dad's staring at me, and I'm just like, no, thank you. I already had one because I'd already gone up to the front of the church. And the whole church is staring at this moment.
Yeah.
And then the priest realized that he'd been tricked or deceived at this moment because I can't lie to him and say, yeah, I'll take another one. Yeah. I had to be truthful. I already had one. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So then he feels like he's been deceived, so he scurries back to the altar and finishes out the Mass. And then her dad leans over and he's like, in a Chicago accent, damn you, what was that all about?
He said, I'm sorry. I made a joke. I wanted two fleshes.
Dude, he felt like he had to come directly to you to give you the communion. That's, wow.
That's kind of embarrassing.
Broke protocol for you.
It was the worst. Yeah. So I just told her dad, I don't, you know, at the moment I was like, I'm not sure what happened. I'm sorry. We got outside and we told him, and I think we had a good laugh about it, but my poor niece, I think she got in some trouble for it, you know. But it's all my fault.
You can't lie to a priest, man. Mislead a priest?
Yeah.
It's not, you can't be doing that.
No.
One of your 46 nieces.
That's a lot of nieces. So how many do you have now?
55 first generation.
Oh,
65 plus great grands and nieces, well over 100, you know.
Wow.
Cousins, we call them. We call them all cousins.
Yeah.
It's a serious genetic footprint that you guys are throwing around out there, man.
Yeah.
That's an Olympic-sized gene pool.
My family hasn't done enough, dude.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I've got an only child. Dude, I'm one of two. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel inadequate now. Two kids is not enough.
Not even close.
No.
Yeah. I need about 70 more.
Yeah.
If I want to keep up with you guys. That's nuts. You guys are half the state of Illinois. That's nuts, man. It's quite the legacy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So anyhow, how was your weekend, Lee?
Man, I had an excellent one. Had a little bit of a throwback weekend. I was in town. It was my first weekend in June where I was in town the entire time, which was great. And Anna, who has started that new work from home job, but still owes a couple nurse shifts a week. So Saturday night, I was a solo dad, and it was great. I was kind of looking forward to it all week.
Yeah.
You know, it's very simple. It simplifies your life when you know exactly what you have to do.
Right.
And that's just be with Frankie and get her to bed and everything. But we did have some motion around the house, man. With the addition of Frankie, my wife Anna has just, our house is now, I guess, just a beacon for maternal energy because there's little baby animals all over my house. all over that. The house, all over the house.
We've stuffed got, animals.
Well, no, like actual, no, I'm talking like Snow White level. We look out in our backyard on Friday and there is a mama deer laying on the ground.
Mm.
And we go, I wonder what's going on there. And she was giving birth.
On your...
In our backyard.
Oh, that's crazy.
A mama deer was becoming a mama.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. We watched it. Yeah. It wasn't a C-section either. Yeah. It was natural deer birth in our backyard. Goodness. And wouldn't you... I mean, it was glorious to witness.
Yeah.
They both kind of lay there for a little bit, and the mom kind of licks it, and then they both just pop up.
Then I'm not gonna lie, dude. Your description doesn't sound beautiful.
It was fantastic. We loved it, man. It was awesome. We got to witness deer life,
mm-hmm.
and we really felt like that was on us. You know, we've got
not God, but just
yeah. Well, you know, God like, God definitely played us. A large hand in it. But as far we took credit for that deer like, pregnancy and birth.
I feel like it was us. I really do.
But the deer felt comfortable in our backyard.
Right.
Because again, it is a beacon of paternal energy.
Sure.
I mean, hey man, I'm living the life of Snow White.
That's what I'm saying. You got a little Disney force.
I've got the little Dr. Dolittle life down there in Goodlettsville. It's just like a little nature sanctuary out there. It rules.
Wow.
Turkeys, fox, deer.
Y'all got foxes and deer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost like a coyote.
The deer giving birth was quite the sight.
Sure.
Yeah. Hmm. And I'd witnessed animal birth before. Several times.
Several times. This is crazy.
Did you go outside for it? Were you witnessing up close? Or?
I didn't want to get way too up close and freak her out.
Yeah.
But I went out on the deck and was like, you got this.
And you just watched. Yeah. Just go ahead and cheer him on.
Yeah, I'm helping her with like, you know, all the breathing and stuff like that. I'm holding her hoof. Like, you're so brave.
So that's your thing?
Yeah.
The watching the birth?
Hey, I helped with birth one time and I got such a rush off of it that anybody that I can help out with it, even if it's not a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
you're down for it.
I just want to help.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the baby's fine. It's a baby deer is just the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, mm. Did it run off right away?
Run would be a bit of a, look at them. They look like puppies. They're so teeny tiny, and they got the little white spots on them.
Mm.
They're like Bambi.
Yeah.
That's a crazy Google search, baby deer after birth.
Yeah. What about you, Mike? What's the most recent... wildlife birth you've seen?
I haven't seen any unless I'm watching what's his name, David Attenborough. Is that his name? Did I use that right? David?
We in my backyard growing up, it was just a big cow pasture. It was we backed up to this big huge farm with all these cows.
Mm.
And my mom loves telling this story. I was like 5 years old. And there was a cow just right across the fence line, maybe 30 feet away from us, and it was giving birth. Like, it was a real deal. And there was like four or five kids. We were all kind of watching it, like with our mouths open, like, what the heck is going on? And the cow came out. And my mom came out and was like kind of explaining to us, you know, everything. And, okay, live studio audience here. But the cow came out, the baby cow came out.
Mm.
And it was attached to the umbilical cord. and my mom said that I go, wow, look at its pee-pee. I thought the umbilical cord was
so that. Is that when you got into watching animal births?
Yeah, that's where it really started for me, man. That's where and I've seen, you know, the dogs down at the farm had several litters.
Really?
And I was there to witness that.
I've never, have you?
No, I haven't. Births? Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable just hearing about it.
I know, it is making me...
have a slight sweat.
This is the Life of Dad podcast,
I'm going to be honest. Outside of my kid's birth, I've never thought, man, that's beautiful. Like, it's almost
all
like,
birth is beautiful.
The idea of it to me, but yeah, that's outside of that.
Yeah, I never even thought of an animal's birth. It's never crossed even, my mind. Never. Like, what does that umbilical cord look like?
It's never crossed your mind how that other creatures are born?
Are they biting the cord? What are they doing?
No, I think it just kind of, withers away. Okay. That's another thing I can't throw away is I snagged a little piece of Frankie's umbilical cord and I got that in a Ziploc bag.
Oh man. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't do that, but you're probably with me, Mike. Like I have a trouble.
What's wrong with that?
I mean,
it stayed on her for a long time.
Do you refrigerate it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's in the freezer.
In the garage or the main?
Main one. It's in a Ziploc bag.
Okay. With leftovers?
yeah. It's right there next to the vat of slop.
I didn't do that, but I do have trouble throwing away my kids' teeth when they fall out.
I do too. Oh. Me too. Yeah.
Okay. So and I'm the weird guy, but you collect teeth.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't think that's weird. I have my kids' teeth too.
So what do you do with yours? Have you made like a model set?
Oh, come on.
What you mean?
You make a necklace like some sort of warlord?
Are you reconstructing their teeth?
Like, yeah. No, I haven't done it. I'm wondering if you have. Have you made like dentures? No.
And this is Tommy Jr.'s mouth. And a diorama? That's wild.
No, we just keep them. I mean, I'm sure at some point Alicia will make a scrapbook. That's the idea. But yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, just kind of Ziploc, you know, inside a Ziploc. So I just kind of have a collection of them. Does Alicia have anything in the house that you wish she would throw away?
That I wish she would throw away? Yeah.
Anything, like who's more the hoarder, you
me,
or her?
Definitely
you?
Me. Yeah. She does. She'll get rid of stuff quick. I'll hold on to stuff forever. So yeah, definitely me.
Anna and I both.
You too?
Keep it. Yeah. You got to keep it, man.
Yeah, Anna and I are both kind of hoarders.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, I think that I lean a little bit more towards the we can get rid of this.
Mm-hmm.
But Anna, we now have a storage unit, so there's no excuse.
Yeah,
I can't be like, hey, this is taking up space. She's like, all right, cool, you've got an errand to run.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, we're really looking forward to getting into a little bit bigger of a space.
Yeah.
So every time she wants a certain T-shirt or little tchotchke, you know. Ooh. I don't. A little tchotchke is like a little knickknack.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah. Once you're in a bigger space, you could just start acquiring stuff and just hold on to that
I
stuff
can't
too.
Wait.
Fill up every inch. I used to collect couches when I was early days.
Crazy,
this
man.
Is kind of the early days when I first met Lucy. I had a roommate at the time, and we had probably 9 couches.
That's crazy. Ooh,
but you live in a mansion?
Well, right. I thought couches were... No, it was a 2-bedroom apartment.
It was all couches.
Yeah, it was mostly... Well, I didn't want... Everyone always had a place to sit, so that's good.
You could have a party and everyone gets their own couch.
I mean, you're just using the couch for everything. It's the dresser. It's,
yeah.
Well, you see a couch on the corner... That's not garbage, right? That's someone else's couch has memories. So you want to bring that into your house to have memories. So you bring.
Wait, I thought you were buying couches and just going to throw them away. You would find throwing away couches and be like, well, that shit going here.
You were getting street couches.
I mean, they gently used.
Gently used.
You're really homeless adjacent, man.
I'm trying to give you some kind of grace on this, dude. But I mean, let's go through it. You eat out the garbage.
You eat out the garbage.
You chill with it.
Your first group of friends in California was a homeless encampment.
And now this. So I don't know. I can't.
I don't know if we have to do addition.
Street couches is wild. You got your own Goodwill.
But if we have people come over to watch a game, we had rows.
Oh, you know, like so stadium
you got the big
seating.
TV, then you got like a love seat up front, and then you know a big one there, then a couple like recliners on the side. This was a full on, and then like in my bedroom, if there was an open space, I could fit a love seat there. So I would get different, you know. So we had a bunch of couches.
That's I can't hate on you for that. That's pretty sick. Where are the couches now?
Again, once we committed, I guess, to our marriage, things kind of, you know, a couple things started going away. Yeah. It was really moving into my first place with her that kind of changed things.
Well, now your kids are all sitting over there like, yo, let me get my own couch.
Right.
Everybody gets a couch in their room now.
A gently used couch.
Yeah. They were comfortable, man.
Yeah.
They were nice. They were relatively
broke
clean.
In. Yeah.
And my grandmother would always put, like, you put a sheet over a couch, you don't know what's going on underneath, right?
So
if you put a sheet over there, did your grandparents ever, my grandmother would have plastic wrap around couches.
You ever fall asleep on it? Oof. That's the worst.
Oh, yeah. You're peeling yourself off of it.
You just all the moisture in your body is gone.
Yeah. Like,
you're just stuck to the, It's ridiculous.
No, I've heard tale of that, but neither of my grandparents had the cellophane wrapped furniture.
Is that what that is? Cellophane wrap?
Yeah, I don't know. It's what it looks. It looks like Saran wrap.
Yeah, it makes them last forever, but no one's ever using it. You know, I don't quite understand that. If I have a couch, I want people to be able to use it.
It's going
to
get sat in, slept on, all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did y'all have runners on your carpet?
Yeah, we've got runners.
Yeah,
we've got runners
in
our house.
You ever walk down? Yeah, I used to do this to my sister. I was a horrible little brother. I would flip the runner over. So the little parts on the bottom would she would walk on that. Oh, it was so satisfying to just hear somebody scream like you're in your room. Huh?
The little spikes.
Yeah, the little spikes would be I used to love doing that. That was terrible.
Classic was, Mike James.
Yeah,
prank
man. That was horrible.
As a little boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got another community question. Go scroll down a little bit, Tristan. We'll just do a couple of these. But describe the t-shirt your wife has begged you to throw out. Be specific. Andrew Montgomery, he's one of our moderators. He said, my sleeveless t-shirt that was meant to have sleeves, I cut them off during a bathroom emergency to use as toilet paper.
Yo.
The shirt reminds me to never drink a whole pot of coffee, then go eat endless sushi.
Andrew Montgomery.
Andrew, I'm not understanding why you need the shirt to remind you of that, like
your darkest moment,
right? It seemed like it should be stuck in your head. You like, you see that shirt, you're like, oh yeah, don't drink a whole pot of coffee.
And also, if you are in a situation that is that much of an emergency,
yeah,
you got time to take your shirt off, find a pair of scissors, cut the sleeves off.
It wasn't that
brother,
bad.
Go find a leaf or a Chipotle napkin or something. You defaced a shirt. That's crazy. Just the sleeves, too.
Yeah, that's wild, dude. Just use the shirt, man. Toss
it. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Makes me look a lot less weird, honestly.
Yeah, it does,
we need
actually
more comments like this. We need more comments like this.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Everybody needs to go in on Andrew on this one. That is wild,
Andrew,
dude.
Montgomery. You're disgusting.
I gotta side with your wife on this one, buddy. Like, this that is crazy.
That's my boy. That's my brother in arms right there.
Yeah.
Have you wiped with a lot of leaves?
Couple.
Okay. Couple. You have for real?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple.
So that means you outside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only happened a few times, but you know.
A few times. Like if you said once, okay, I'd give you that, but a few times is crazy.
Like 12.
12 times. You're doing it on purpose now.
Yeah. Like, at that point.
At that point, you want to use it
a
outside.
Favorite tree. Yeah. Yeah.
I have you? You?
I haven't used a leaf.
Okay. No leaves here. I mean, but, you know.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, thank you.
Used a leaf or just jump in the lake. God's bidet.
God's bidet.
Man, the t-shirt that my wife has begged me to throw out, it's yellow. It's got an American flag on it. Yeah. It's about 30 years old. I found it at a Goodwill. It smells like an old man. I love this shirt.
We have Rob Gervais. What t-shirt does your wife want to get rid of? It's tie-dye, has holes in it from my old studded belt. So it's got holes kind of across the bottom.
Love that.
Has tears in the armpits, so my big nipples show.
It says it has tears in the armpits so big
specifically
that my nipples show.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it has tears in the armpits so my big nipples show. I just that's the importance of
that's so crazy, dude.
So my big giant nipples show
could
through.
Just show through.
Rob.
All right.
So for everyone's imaginations, he has average nipples.
Yeah, they're normal sized. They're normal-sized Rob nipples.
I wore it as an undershirt for our 20th high school reunion. Okay.
That's pretty sick.
I mean, yeah, that's, yeah.
I like that. I do. If I have an old t-shirt, it's going to go through phases. So I might wear it proudly. Then it might be an undershirt one day. And then I might use it in the garage as a rag.
That's
so
huge.
You got
that's
different
it.
Levels
yeah.
That's huge.
Of life.
Yeah.
I'm a big old t-shirt as a cleaning implement guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big on that.
Yep.
And we'll do that with towels, too.
Yeah, I'm with that.
You know, any just cut up an old bath towel.
Wash the car with it.
Now you're washing your car, drying your car, anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to use the whole kill.
I'm with it.
That's it. We'll do one more of these. Bob Pishak, a great t-shirt. from my old high school that no longer exists. The school doesn't. The shirt is 25 years old. The fabric is so...
What is going on, fellas? What are we doing here, fellas?
The fabric is so thin, you'll be able to see my nipples.
I want y'all to get some different shirts, man. You sound like y'all shopping at the same place.
The collar is twice the size it originally is, and there are holes all over it. I love it.
I'm just really laughing at two comments in a row. That
back to back, dude. I mean,
it's really funny. Bobby P. Shaq, baby.
Right on.
It is. Well, fellas, thank you for sending all those in. Anything about t-shirts y'all want to share before we go to the dad of the week?
I prefer the t-shirts that cover my nipples.
Yeah. I've got full coverage shirts for the most part.
That's so wild.
What's the most t-shirts you've worn on top of each other? I've done three.
Three?
It's a thing?
I've maybe done four, but I've definitely done three.
Why?
Well, what? Kind of a sweating thing, but also like, you want a t-shirt. For most of my life, I never did less than two. You know, just maybe 10 years ago did I start going to one t-shirt.
Tom's over here wearing an undershirt.
And this is all because of sweat. You try to absorb it.
Yeah, that, but also like, what? Also don't want the nipples to show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you don't wear a tank top up under your...
Well, see, I would count that as one.
Okay. Oh, right?
Top, yeah. So t-shirt, but then something like I might do three, then a long sleeve shirt on top. So
are they progressively getting a little bit smaller, or are you wearing three t-shirts that are the same size?
Yeah, fair. They're getting a little bigger, right? The top one's a little bigger than the
bottom. Yeah, that's what
ones,
I'm saying.
Right?
Okay,
yeah,
so,
yeah,
but going, bigger.
Yeah.
And it's like a Russian doll of t-shirts type situation.
That's right.
All right. That's good.
Yeah.
So I'm a one t-shirt guy. Call me old fashioned.
Are you?
You know?
You don't care about the sweat.
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't sweat all that much.
Oh, good for
not,
you.
Not a big sweater.
Huh. Yeah.
Had a surgery for that.
So this dad of the week is actually a son of the week. This is a really cool story.
Ooh, I saw this.
You're
going
to enjoy this and play that if you can, Tristan.
Close your eyes. I have a gift for you for Father's Day. Okay, I'll tell you where to open your eyes, okay?
No way. No freaking way. Oh my God, I've been wanting one of these. Is this the real one?
Yeah.
Where did you get $100, bro?
Oh, for my lion.
Oh, man.
So if you're listening only, his son saved his allowance for a whole year to buy his dad a Mexico jersey for the World Cup.
I'm happy. And I wasn't expecting that. It's
alright. You bought me a gift
before. Oh, gosh.
I
Oh my gosh.
I love the dad comment right off the bat. He's like, what's with the phone, man?
That's a lot, man.
Some beautiful good moment.
Stuff. That's really good stuff.
Yeah.
You know he's a great dad because his son loves his dad so much to spend all of his money on a jersey for his dad.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Shout out to the dad. Shout out to the kid, man. That's
I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the beautiful moment. It's a wonderful thing that the kid's allowance that was the dad's money did come back to him. It's a very selfless thing. He bought himself a shirt.
That's how you look at it?
No, I'm just saying.
So I'm wiping tears from my eyes.
He bought himself a shirt through the money and also being a good enough dad and instilling that in the son. That his son wanted to do that for him.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Nunu or Scooby ever do something like that for you?
No. I mean, but they do. They do their own thing. They definitely take care of me. Like I said, for Father's Day, got me cologne, got me a hoodie.
Nunu's about to sell a script and make y'all rich.
Right? Yeah.
So that's its own gift right there, man. Like,
we have a couple comments that we didn't get to yet. We'll go through them right now real quick. This is an email that came in from Marco Pizzatola. Hey guys, thank you so much for what you do. I love the positivity in the podcast. I was hoping at some point you can cover a less fun topic, getting dad mad. It was easy to keep cool when my kids were babies, but they've grown to the toddlers and they're testing my patience now. I'm embarrassed to admit that I yell at them more than I should. Any tips on how to not blow your fuse in the moment? Thank you, Marco.
Marco, keeping it real. I appreciate that comment. I sometimes feel like, I think I mentioned it even last episode about how it's like, yeah, fatherhood rules. Mm-hmm. We, the three of us in particular, we love it. But there are some ugly sides of it.
Yeah.
No doubt, man.
So with one thing I caught myself, I noticed, is like at some point kids start to pick up on social cues. And that's when, you know, like try to pull back from showing, like being frustrated or like looking like I'm frustrated.
Even with them, just about anything.
Just anything. Yeah, because they're at the age now where they know when you're irritated, when you don't want to, you know what I mean? So it's like something happened and Scooby asked for something and I was kind of irritated. And I told him I'd do it, but it was with an attitude.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, that's okay. And then that's when I was like, oh, I got to watch.
You're just like, yeah, sure, man, whatever. I got
it. Yeah, I was like, I got to watch how I come at him because he is understanding stuff like that. And of course, he gets it now. He's 15. But that was, you know, about 5 years ago. And I was like, okay, I need to change how I approach stuff like that.
That's helpful, man. Yeah. My thought would be, for me, and it's different for each person, but it's the mindset you're in heading into whatever situation, because the smallest thing can bug the heck out of you if you're in a bad mood to begin with, mm-hmm. right? So if you find some moment of gratitude, whether it's in the morning or multiple times throughout the day, or you just kind of say your kids are toddlers and you settle in and just think for a couple minutes, man, I'm just so lucky to have them. I'm so grateful to have them.
Totally.
God bless my wife. God bless my kids. It's grateful for my home, my family, everything. That's going to put your mind in a better place. So when that thing happens, you'll likely deal with it slightly better than if you hadn't done that.
Yeah.
And I'm like in the situation right now with like the little baby. It's Frankie.
Sure.
She's not really in control of anything that she does. I don't find myself like snapping on the baby. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I have to watch for is how I talk to my wife, right? Mm. If I'm frustrated with, like I brought up the sleep and we're just kind of both up all night and that it's so frustrating when you want to be asleep and you aren't asleep and then you wake up the next day and you're tired and you're both tired. And I find myself kind of being short with her sometimes and, just catching that and realizing that just because I'm frustrated with the current situation, I can't take it out on an 8-month-old baby,
right?
Because that feels insane. Mm-hmm. So then you're like, okay, well, this is an adult woman who I'm here with. You know, I can maybe be like kind of short or frustrated with her, and you know, we both work on that every single day. Mm-hmm. I had a moment that I was embarrassed about just the other day where. We were feeding Frankie and all the food just kept ending up on the ground. And I picked up some of the food that she threw on the ground and I put it back on the tray. And then my wife, it was like, what? Don't do that. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And
she was right, by the way.
She was right. Of course she was right.
You were right.
Like, I was correct and she was correct. And I was embarrassed how I acted because I took it. I acted like a baby. I was like, fine, okay, whatever. It was like the 10th thing that I had been either correctly or incorrectly corrected on that day.
Yeah.
And I, like most men, I need to be better at like taking criticism, right? So I just picked up the eggs and went over to the trash can and kind of gave them a fling.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And like immediately I out loud I looked at my wife. I go, did I just throw eggs in the trash can? Yeah. I was like, I'm really sorry about that. Yeah, I'm so sorry. But yeah, I mean, Marco, thanks for the honesty.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank you, Marco. That's I mean, that's a total normal thing to be frustrated and mad. That's
I told my baby to shut up the other day. I felt really bad about that.
Told Frankie to shut up.
In the middle of the night. I'm like, shut up. What are you doing? Stop.
Yeah, that's sleep deprivation.
Telling a baby to shut up.
I got a birth to watch. Yeah. On the outside.
Don't you know the neighborhood dog's about to have a litter? I'm the attending physician.
Look at all these does running around here.
Yeah.
This next one is Jasmine, and Dawn's my mother-in-law. My husband, the 26-year-old, loves the podcast. My mother-in-law commented a couple weeks ago, my husband is getting more confident in his parenting because of your show, and our boy just turned 2. Keep doing what you guys are doing and changing hearts and minds for all the wonderful dads out there. Thank you, Jasmine.
Yeah, we got you, Jasmine.
Appreciate you, Jasmine.
No doubt, little 2-year-old.
Mm.
And then we'll do one last one on YouTube. Scroll up a little more. This one is, I feel like we covered the dental stuff.
We hear you, Susan.
Susan was saying a deep clean can beat up your gums and make you sore. They tend to help you heal up before they do the other side.
I guess that was actually kind of supportive.
And then finally, Ryan on YouTube, watch out, Mike. They may only examine the left side of your body at your upcoming doctor's appointment and make you come back a couple weeks later to finish the exam for insurance purposes, of course.
If they did that, I would not come back. Like, whatever's wrong with the other side, it'll just be wrong.
Yeah. Just let it be, man.
Yeah, just let it be.
We're just one full thing.
Yeah.
I like Ryan with a U.
Ryan.
Oh,
yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I immediately thought of Funyuns.
Oh, yeah.
Funyuns?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Because of the spelling.
Funyun.
Because there's a U?
Yeah. Y-U-N.
Yeah, Y-U-N.
That's the second syllable of Funyun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody even remotely thought about Funyuns?
No.
Just me? All right.
No, not me, man.
What's up, Ryan?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ryan. And thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for leaving the comments. The comments on Spotify and YouTube are amazing. Keep it going. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Guys, this is so much fun.
Yeah,
thanks for hanging out once again.
Thanks to our live studio audience.
Thank you all so much.
Put the pressure on a little bit, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like it. We need to get more people in here.
Yeah.
That's right. It was awesome. We'll see you next week on Life of Dad. Thank you, everybody.
Peace.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.